Armor by John Stakely, continued, Disc 7. Holly had to perform a fleet citizenry certification on a newborn baby girl, so we got no chance to immerse that day. It was our first break in weeks. Holly didn't like it any better than I did, at first.
"I don't know why I have to handle this personally," he said to Laya.
She explained to him and me that the father of the child, one Neil Phillips, was not part of fleet at all.
"He's an independent subcontractor, building some of the installations that aren't prefabs. Technically, he's not under our direct authority, but he is a citizen, so he has a right to demand witnessing from the head of the nearest fleet installation. That means you, dear."
Holly nodded, looking at the request on the screen in front of him.
"Wants to be certain his daughter can claim North American humanity privilege."
Laya looked confused.
"That's the part I don't understand," she said. "He says he wants to be sure she's a Texan."
I laughed. "Sugar, Texas is in North America."
"It is? I thought it was a planet."
She shook her head.
"The way he talks about it."
So we went, reluctantly at first, and then with more enthusiasm. This Phillips dude understood how to throw a party. There were substances there even I, in all my years of debauchery, had never tried. I suspected that Phillips had made some of it himself, a charge to which he never responded unless you count a devious grin, which I did not. Still, he was nice enough to take me aside and suggest, kindly, respectfully, what I shouldn't try that night for the first time. I took him up on his advice. Holly took him up on more than that. Seemed neither he nor Laya had ever seen anyone that chewed tobacco before. Laya was understandably appalled by the notion, but Holly was delighted and anxious to try it. He was particularly curious as to how Phillips managed the spitting and a clean beard at the same time. Phillips, complete with devious grin, was pleased to provide instruction. Holly swallowed a lot of it, but Phillips was instantly at his side, commiserating and bearing some obscure green stuff to
"get that taste out of your mouth, director."
By the time of the ceremony, Holly was just barely audible, but he managed well enough.
"Certify that Natalie Ann Phillips, daughter of Neil and Cindy Phillips, weighing 5 pounds and 13 ounces on this 14th day of March, year 2081, standard, is hereby and forevermore a full citizen of the North American Commonwealth."
And once the ceremony was over, there didn't seem to any of the three of us any pressing reason to leave. At least half of the project was there for the occasion of the birth of the first Earth child on sanction, all happy and excited and full of homesickness and booze. It was a lot of fun. I didn't see much of either Holly or Laya for several hours. I think Laya spent most of her time with the proud mother, and Holly spent at least an hour talking with Philip's first child, handsome blonde 10-year-old named Nathan. I just sort of mingled randomly, the feeling of frustration about not immersing temporarily offset by the joy of the people around me. Toward the end of the evening, I had a chance to stand outside the nursery viewer and actually see the little baby girl for the first time. She was beautiful, exquisitely formed, pixie-like in her soft little fisty sleep. I suppose I stood there too long, long enough to think about all such things that never seemed to have anything to do with me, things like children, of course, but especially things like the birth of beautiful baby girls. She had sandy hair, I remember. It looked very soft.